here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory, as we'll have snow showers around the lower 30s, daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, scattered snow showers, cloudy skies, lower 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, lower 30s, with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper teens. As we enter Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see temps mid-30s. Right now, it's 34.
It stayed above freezing overnight. As a result, just one weather delay. Diller O'Dell will start 2 hours late. All of the other area schools running back on the regular schedule.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Wichita man is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his two-month-old son. 23-year-old Marlon Williams was charged yesterday after his son, Merrill Williams, died on the 16th of this month. Marlon Williams also charged with 3 counts of aggravated battery. Wichita police say they were called to a home on the 10th of January on a report that a child was not breathing. The boy was taken to a hospital after being found unresponsive. His twin sister had a healing broken femur, Williams being held on a $500,000 bond. Abortion rights backers are grappling with how to derail a proposed anti-abortion amendment to the state constitution. Abortion foes marked yesterday's anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision by advancing two versions of the proposal out of committee. Top GOP lawmakers want to amend the state constitution to overturn a Kansas Supreme Court decision last year protecting abortion rights. Mid-America Network News.
Kaufman Seeds here, and it's time to be thinking about next spring's soybean seed needs. But don't be taken in by cheap prices of seed that may not have the maximum yield potential. We produce all of our soybeans here in Kansas, so we know that they can handle the environment we farm in. Don't lose out on the extra yield because of a cheap price. Enlist E3, Extend, GT27, and Conventional. All are available. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. A trooper with the Kansas Highway Patrol was injured yesterday morning while assisting another motorist during a crash in Wichita. The Kansas Highway Patrol said it was not believed that the trooper was seriously injured. The trip to the hospital, mostly precautionary. KWCH-TV reports that Wichita troopers worked over 50 crashes yesterday, checked 44 slide-offs, and took over 120 calls for service before noon. A dispatcher from the Leawood Police Department arrested after the KBI investigated an accusation that she disseminated confidential Kansas Criminal Justice Information System information to unauthorized individuals. 39-year-old Callie Turnbow of Olathe arrested by Johnson County Sheriff's deputies. The KBI initiated the case in October of last year after receiving a tip to the Kansas Crime Line suggesting Turnbow was unlawfully sharing criminal history and driver's license information. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. The director of the airport in Scotts Bluff, under investigation and has been placed on paid administrative leave. The airport board chairman, Bob Unziker, says the investigation of Raul Agualo has been turned over to the Nebraska State Patrol. Unziker told the Scott Bluff Star-Herald that it's alleged Agualo had airport employees do some work on his house on airport time. Agualo's been director of Western Nebraska Regional Airport since August of 2018. Nebraska's Chief Justice says the state's courts are expanding their public services to protect abused children, keep former prisoners from reoffending, and help some counties save money. Nebraska Supreme Court Chief Justice Michael Havikin outlined accomplishments and says the courts are working to reunite more foster children with parents, help offenders with drug and alcohol addictions, and save money by having clerks serve both district and county courts. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Eck Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Eck. Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEckFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Eck Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Continuing our follow-up of Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts during a town hall stop in Beatrice Friday, Ricketts touted Nebraska military veterans returning and contributing to the Cornhusker state.
Our veterans can retire out of the military as early as age 38, and we know they continue to contribute to our states, communities, our economy, take jobs, they've got great training. We want to hold on to them here in the state. We want them to come back to Nebraska. But Nebraska is the only state in the region that has a declining veterans population. And so what I propose to the legislature is a 50% tax credit on our veterans' retirement benefits. And we're going to continue to make Nebraska a military and veteran-friendly state. The legislature voted 46-0 to advance LB 153 to the second round of debate. So we got a great first step on making sure we can retain our veterans here in our state.
Ricketts went on continuing to talk about developing a workforce for Nebraska and touted the career education learning process.
One of the things we have to do, or one of the things we've been doing, is creating a talent pipeline. Last year, I proposed a scholarship program that didn't get funded. Over the course of the summer and fall, I worked with our community colleges, state colleges, and university system to come up with a different program called the Nebraska Career Scholarship Program. And what this would be, scholarships for both two-year and four-year programs in our community colleges, state college, and university system. We would focus it on high-demand areas, things such as IT, math, engineering, manufacturing, healthcare. So target those areas where we have high demand. By doing that, help make sure our young people are prepared to take the great jobs that we have available in our state already today.
Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts commenting during a town hall meeting in Beatrice on Friday. Gage County District Court Wednesday sentenced a rural Beatrice man, Nathan King, for a shooting in March of 2018. That severely injured Boston Beeler, who remains paralyzed. The pair had argued at a party at a South Beatrice residence, and King returned from his vehicle with a handgun that he fired through a door, striking Beeler. A term of 8 to 12 years for second-degree assault and consecutive 30 to 36-month term for terroristic threat will allow parole eligibility for King in just over 5 years. Marshall County Arts Cooperative, their weekend fundraiser, announced plans for a summer concert at Alcove Springs, featuring the Beach Boys, August 1st. Details and ticket availability will be announced soon. It stayed above freezing overnight. As a result, just one weather delay. Diller O'Dell will start 2 hours late. All of the other area schools running back on the regular schedule. Laverna J. Hattisall, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Laverna Hattisall. Arliss Wendland, age 90, of Randolph, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church. Burial in the Peach Grove Cemetery. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Arliss Wendland. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken pot pie casserole, beets, peaches, and a cookie. Tomorrow, hamburger gravy on mashed potatoes, peas, whole wheat bread, mandarin oranges, and cake. DNDY News, time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ashley Home Store in Beatrice, with over 50,000 square feet of top name brands like Ashley Benchcraft, Sealy Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Maytag, and more. Ashley in Beatrice is your one-stop shop for your furniture, bedding, and appliance needs. With direct pricing like a reclining sofa from $488, queen-size mattresses from $197, washers and dryers from $399 each. With over 1,000 pieces in stock at all times for immediate pickup or delivery. Budget tight? Ashley offers interest-free financing and 90 days same as cash with no credit needed. Why go anywhere else? Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center at the Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Sonic's morning drink stop with drinks starting at 99 cents before 10 a.m. could turn anyone into a morning person, even me. Good thing I have a four-hour meeting starting soon. I should bring them all iced teas from Sonic. Now this guy's cutting me off and giving me the number one sign. Have a great morning, sir. Up, only one lane is open. This must be my lucky day.
Wake up with your favorite drink classics starting at only 99 cents. And try order ahead on the Sonic app to get your favorites faster. This is how you Sonic.
Text not included. See menu for details for a limited time. Only participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level systems still slowly making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing snow showers, mixed precipitation, and rain showers is continuing to push into the east-central parts of the United States. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, like I said, we have the slow-moving system. We're going to see more waves of rain and snow showers as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow before this whole entire system pushes off towards the east. We'll finally have a high-pressure system that will build into the area as we head into the weekend, bringing us some sunny skies. Otherwise, temperatures really not too bad, pretty mild for this time of year. Sonora area winter weather advisory, as we'll have snow showers in lower 30s, daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, scattered snow showers early, cloudy skies, lower 20s, with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, lower 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, we'll see temps in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January 38, record high in the state 55 in 1994. The average low 17, the record low is 9 below 0 in 2003. Sunset this evening 5:35, sunrise in the morning at 7:42. 34 degrees, we've hovered just above the freezing mark overnight. A light south wind noted. We do have a winter mix in the air. Extending from north-central Kansas over around Belleville, then looping up through the Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island area. That may track our way along the way through midday today. But again, no freezing temperatures overnight will help us a bit. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations outside a two-hour delay for the Diller O'Dell schools to report. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 23rd of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Join Diane's Dresses, Etc. for Prompalooza this Saturday, 10 until 5, and Sunday, 1 until 4. Shop new gowns from designers not found anywhere else for every shape and sizes 0 to 24. Save 10% on all prom and jewelry and get signed up for prize drawings. Don't miss Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less.
Zion dazzles in his debut. Hey everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. New Orleans Pelicans' number one draft pick Zion Williamson got off to a slow start in his NBA debut until a late surge. It electrified the crowd as he scored 17 of his 22 in the fourth quarter.
Up top, Lonzo. Stutter step back to Zion. Oh my, step back three. Left way! Slash! No! This is not happening!
On KLRZ, but the Spurs hung on for a 121-117 win. In Toronto, the 76ers were without center Joel Embiid, out with a torn ligament, and Fred VanVleet showed no mercy. He drilled five threes in the second half.
Step back three, caught again!
knock it down. Fred VanVleet in the bottom of the well.
On CHU, and the Raptors win at 107-95. An upset in college hoops where unranked Tulsa jumped out on number 20 Memphis early and didn't look back. Jariah Horn led the charge with 21.
Farida off the hill, foul line extended, top of the key, Horn a three, swish. Jay Money again.
On Learfield IMG, the Golden Hurricanes blew out the Tigers 80-40, their biggest win against a ranked opponent since they beat LSU 84-56 in 1952. In the NHL, the Wild clipped the Red Wings 4-2, while the Blue Jackets grounded the Jets 4-3. Tiger Woods will tee off at 12:40 p.m. Eastern today in the Farmers Insurance Open, but he's made some changes, says ESPN's Michael Collins.
When you put a new driver and a new golf ball in play, things can get a little squirrely sometimes, especially with the short game, because that ball doesn't react the same as the old ball used to.
Woods has won 8 times at Torrey Pines. In the NFL, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning has retired after 16 seasons with the team. He's one of just 5 players with 2 Super Bowl MVPs. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Live continuing coverage of the Twin Valley League tournament continues Thursday at Washington County. It's the boys' semifinals as Valley Heights meets Frankfort at 6. Axtell tips off with Hanover at 7:30. Friday in girls' tournament action, it's Frankfort and Centralia at 6, Valley Heights in Washington County at 7:30. All those semifinal round games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville meets Fall City in boys' tournament action from Seneca Thursday. Tip off at 5:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All our games on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Senate has put its finishing touches on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Senator Chuck Grassley, the chair of the Finance Committee, and Senate President Pro Tem signed the agreement, the final step before the agreement heads to the White House. President Trump had previously expected to sign the agreement this week. The ceremony signals the end of its close after nearly 3 years of process negotiating the agreement. Further negotiations as well to gain U.S. congressional approval. President Trump in January of 2017 announced his intention to renegotiate NAFTA. The trade talks started in May of that year. A deal was reached in September of 2018 between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer attended the ceremony yesterday, said she's proud that a critical trade agreement has finally come across the line. President Trump told the Farm Bureau on Sunday the USMCA and the agreement with China just the beginning as his administration seeks more trade agreements. Multiple state cattlemen organizations from major beef-producing regions partnering together to form U.S. Cattle Trace, a disease traceability initiative. The goal is to develop a national infrastructure for disease traceability and encourage private industry's use of the infrastructure for individualized management practices. The new U.S. Cattle Trace initiative combines the efforts of Cattle Trace, which includes the Kansas Livestock Association, others in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Oregon, and Washington State, as well as traceability pilot projects underway in Florida and Texas. Brandon Deppenbush, Cattle Trace Board Chairman, says the partnership will be a catalyst to build upon Cattle Trace Foundation they established over the past few years. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Before we get started, just a brief recap on how yesterday finished. Wednesday corn finished mixed. The soybeans were also lower yesterday as the Wednesday wheat was lower at the close. Triple-digit rebound for cotton after a 200-point loss on Tuesday. Live cattle futures ended the Wednesday session with losses of 20 to 72 cents in the front months. Feeder cattle futures were down triple digits, ended the session with losses as much as $1.62. The CME Feeder Cattle Index was down 20. $1.29 to $1.4517. Wholesale box beef prices were mixed in the afternoon, pushing the Choice Select spread to $2.94. Choice boxes were up 45 cents, while Select boxes were $1.45 lower. The hogs, however, did finish a bit higher yesterday at the close. Looking through this morning's overnight round of trading, we're seeing mostly mixed numbers. However, through the grain, slight gains. March corn currently up a penny at 3.89¾, and continued slight gains from there on out. The wheat complex is slightly higher. KC wheat specifically up 1¼ for March at 4.93¾. The oil seeds are starting a bit sour this morning. March beans down 4 at 9.09¾, and continued losses from there through the front months. Soy meal unchanged at 2.97¢ for March, but down 20 for May at 3.02¢. Soy oil even starting lower, down 32 points at 32.63. Cotton complex, after a triple-digit gain, starting down 66 points for March at 70.47, May down 67 at 71.17. The energy complex is starting a bit lower this morning. However, natural gas starting up 5 at 195, heating oil down 3 at 176, and unleaded gas drops a penny at 156 a gallon. Crude oil even a bit lower, March down 87 at 55.87, April down 90 at 55.88 a barrel. Gold for February down 220 an ounce at 1554.40. Silver down 14 at 1768. And the dollar index is down a point at 97.28. Sam Speck with your markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is, of course, agriculture. We are talking about the dairy business this week and what has been going on with these big dairy companies going bankrupt. Borden's recently, before that, Dean Foods. We'll talk about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Yesterday, my guest Andy Fallman of Rice Dairy in Chicago was talking about how there is a comeback in the fluid milk business. And yet, we've seen two of the biggest companies in the business go bankrupt recently, Borden's and then before that, Dean Foods. So, Andy, what's going on there?
You know, it's an unfortunate turn of events for these folks, and I can't speak specifically to those two companies, but I can say the landscape, and you said it earlier, for Class 1 has been a tough go. You know, if you look at the last couple of decades, consumption has been down. You also look at, you have increased competition for products that are more in demand, again, lactose-free, higher protein. You're seeing all those different folks come to the table and bring more value-add products. I think in general, though, the Class 1 landscape, again, seeing a lot of positive change between what they can actually hedge as well as the different product consumptions that are coming to the table. So, again, unfortunate turn of events. I can't speak to their situation, but I do think Class 1 in general is on the rebound.
Let's talk about cheese. And cheese demand has been good. And isn't there a correlation between cheese demand and how the economy in general is doing?
Absolutely. Last year, pretty aggressive price action. When you think about it, this time last year, the barrel cheese market was trading on a low of $1.16 a pound. Fast forward to November, it got up to $2.40 a pound. So a significant change in price to the upside. Cheese demand in general, again, restaurant sales, full service, quick service, all both up 3.5%, doing very well in 2019. I think so in general, that cheese demand, and then you think about our export space as well. The most recent export data showed processed cheese, fresh cheese, in demand both domestically as well in the export space. And you're seeing some different export partners show up. South Korea, actually, we exported more cheese to South Korea this go around in the last 5 years.
And in terms of total dairy exports, let's talk about non-fat.
Non-fat is very important as well. And again, recent export data shows a strong build in that price. And I think you're actually starting to see more folks come to the table that we haven't seen in some time. And, European stocks have been dwindling here. And that's actually been a pretty significant overhang in the market for a number of years. That has since changed. And you're starting to see more folks come to the table. Places like the Middle East, for example, starting to show up and buy some non-fat. Mexico, obviously, a big partner there as well. And we're starting to look at getting some trade agreements in place. That'll allow us to move more milk powders out east.
More from Andy Fallman of Rice Dairy Incorporated tomorrow. Back after this.
Alliance Insurance of Marysville would like to help you review your auto insurance.
Does your auto insurance provide you with roadside assistance so if you have a mechanical breakdown and need your vehicle towed, if you have a flat tire, a battery failure, or need locksmith services, does your auto insurance provide rental reimbursement? We at Alliance Insurance offer all lines of insurance for auto, home, farm, commercial, crop, and specialty lines. Call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance at 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a dairy influence sale today with 10 heavy bred cows older, 20 Holstein steers weighing 6 to 8, 30 Holstein steers 7 to 8, 65 Holstein steers 8 to 9, and 6 Holstein steers 14 to 14 and a quarter. 10 mixed steers and heifers weighing at 3 to 5, 80 black and white face heifers weighing 5 to 7, 12 black steers and heifers 6 to 7, 15 black and white face steers and heifers 6 to 7, 100 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 37 weighing 6 to 8, 16 at 6 to 8, 70 black replacement quality heifers at 6 to 8, 130 black steers 6 to 850, 65 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 6 and a quarter to 775, 15 black steers and heifers 7 to 750, 60 red steers 875 to 9, and 5 black heifers weigh 900 to 1,000 pounds. The dairy influence sale today with a Hereford influence sale next Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from Key Indy Y. 34 degrees, just a notch above freezing. It still may be slick in some areas. Be careful out there. But we didn't have freezing temperatures overnight. As a result, it is wet. It is still slushy out there with a mix of precipitation. And that could continue later today. Activity extending out of north-central Kansas up into south-central Nebraska. A little bit west and northwest of our listening area, but may track our way through midday yet today if it holds together. Winds are light, favoring the south, with forecast highs to remain right here at 34 degrees today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Big 12 has suspended four players from Kansas and Kansas State, a combined 25 games, for their roles in a melee that spilled off the court. The brawl erupted into a section of disabled seating in Allen Fieldhouse near the end of the third-ranked Jayhawks win over the Wildcats. Kansas forward Silvio De Sousa was suspended indefinitely by the Jayhawks coach Bill Self earlier yesterday. He was given a 12-game suspension by the league office. His teammate David McCormack was suspended two games, while Kansas State forward James Love received an 8-game suspension and Antonio Gordon got a 3-game suspension. The Royals signed outfielder Alex Gordon to a $4 million contract for next season. That move gives the rebuilding club a veteran presence. The 35-year-old Gordon is a 3-time All-Star and won his 7th Gold Glove last season to move within one of Frank White for the most in franchise history. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, Saturday, January 25th is Dollar Night at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball hosts the Oklahoma Sooners. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be something ridiculous. This high-energy juggling and acrobatic duo are sure to entertain the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your dollar tickets today. Go Cats!
TVL basketball tournament action continues with consolation games at 4:30 with Onega versus Lynn in girls and boys play. Boys semifinals at 6, Valley Heights versus Frankfort at 7:30, Axtell meets Hanover. Both those games live on FM 95.5. Thunder Classic continues at Seneca. Horton and St. Mary's Academy meet at 4. Marysville and Falls City tip off in the semifinals at 5:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Nemaha Central will host Atchison at 7. Diller Odell is host to Lawrence Nelson Thursday evening.
Do you still write notes or letters in longhand? We're counting the blessings of cursive today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Well, the holidays have come and gone, but I guess health coverage wasn't the best purchase I made for the new year. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Kansas Farm Bureau health plans?
No, what's that?
They're a new healthcare provider. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest provider network available, Kansas Farm Bureau health plans can help. For an online quote, visit KansasFarmBureauHealthPlans.com.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 23rd, the 23rd day of the year. It's the anniversary of John Hancock's birth, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, and not coincidentally, National Handwriting Day, dedicated to the preservation of longhand or cursive writing. All kinds of studies have shown that pen and paper have distinct advantages over keyboard and monitors. Students who take longhand notes process and retain information better. We organize thoughts more effectively and focus more on composition when writing by hand. No one has ever lost a handwritten page to a hard drive crash or virus. And handwriting is infinitely more artistic and personal. A lot to ponder as you put your boldest John Hancock on something today. National Handwriting Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Of the same.